Good morning.
大家早晨。
It's wonderful to be with you here again.
好開心再一次能夠嚟到同大家一齊喺呢個地方。
We have been a part of your global ministry team.
我哋係你哋世界宣教嘅工作嘅隊伍嘅成員。
For many years.
係多年嚟都係。
We wanted to come last year, but you know that was difficult.
本來係想上一年嚟嘅，不過知道大家都知道係好困難。
We are your missionaries now in Malaysia.
我哋係你嘅宣教士喺馬來西亞嗰度。
And I'm a Bible teacher.
我自己係聖經教師。
And so we travel to several different countries in Asia.
我哋去到亞洲幾個唔同嘅地方。
Teaching in the Bible schools.
喺唔同嘅聖經學院度任教。
So in my studies for teaching.
喺我教書嘅過程。
I have studied the Gospel of John.
我係讀到約翰福音。
Wonderful Gospel, right?
係一個十分好嘅福音，係咪？
And there's a very interesting passage in John 12 that I'd like to study with you this morning.
今天早上就想同大家係讀約翰福音第十二章。
Our title is What a strange answer to the disciples' question.
個題目係對門徒問題嘅一個奇怪嘅答案。
So, let's look at this passage.
我哋大家一齊睇呢段嘅經文啦。
The background to this passage is that the Pharisees have been getting very angry and concerned about that Rabbi Jesus.
法利賽人係對於嗰個拉比耶穌係非常之嬲怒。
In fact, the high priest says, "You know nothing at all."
嗰個大祭司甚至話：你們甚至都不知，什麼都不知道。
You do not realize that it's better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish.
也不想想一個人替百姓死，免得整個民族滅亡。
The Jewish leaders decide they must kill that rabbi.
猶太嘅領袖們就決定要殺呢個拉比耶穌。
So then, as the story continues,
然後記載就繼續。
There's a dinner for the Lord, in the Lord's honor.
有人為主預備筵席。
And many people came to the dinner to see this Rabbi Jesus.
有好多人嚟到係見呢個嘅拉比耶穌。
They also came to see Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead.
亦都嚟到睇拉撒路，呢個係耶穌所使佢復活嘅一個人。
And so many people came.
因此很多人來到。
And the rabbis say, this is getting us nowhere.
嗰啲嘅猶太拉比就話：啊，我哋去唔到任何地方，我哋冇辦法。
Look how the whole world is going after him.
你們看，你們一事無成，世人都隨著他去了。
And this statement, the whole world is going after him, is an example of the irony of the Gospel of John.
呢一句説話，世人都隨著他去了，這個講法其實係喺約翰福音入邊係一個嘅諷刺嘅説話。
They said the whole world is going after Jesus.
嗰啲嘅拉比就話係世人，全世界嘅人都跟住耶穌啦。
What they meant was many people.
佢哋其實意思係話好多人。
But in fact, as the years and centuries progressed, people in the whole world will go after this Rabbi Jesus.
但其實係跟過好多年、好多個世紀之後，世界上面嘅人真係跟隨住耶穌。
So that's the setting.
呢個就係個場景。
The Jews are going to kill the Lord Jesus.
猶太人就去想殺耶穌。
So let's look at our verse, starting in chapter 12, verse 20 now.
我哋係一齊睇第十二章第二十節。
There were some Greeks among those who went to worship at the feast.
那時上來過節禮拜的人中有幾個希臘人。
Now we must remember that the Greeks are the pagans.
當時嘅希臘人係啲異教徒。
They worship Apollo and Zeus and Hera and Aphrodite, these...
佢哋呢係敬拜嗰啲希臘人好多嘅唔同嘅神。
They are dirty.
佢哋係污穢嘅。
They are defiled by their idolatry.
是因為他們拜偶像的緣故是污糟的。
But some of them came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, we would like to see Jesus.
有幾個希臘人來到加利利伯賽大嘅腓力面前，求他說：先生，我們願意見耶穌。
That's a very difficult request for the disciples.
呢個對門徒嚟講係一個好困難嘅請求。
These are dirty, defiled people.
呢一班人係啲污穢嘅人，不潔嘅人。
Our rabbi is very holy.
我哋嘅拉比係好聖潔嘅。
Will our rabbi want to meet these defiled people?
我哋嘅拉比會唔會真係想去見嗰啲咁污穢不潔嘅人呢？
Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told the Lord Jesus.
腓力去告訴安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告訴耶穌。
Remember, the Pharisees said the whole world is going after him.
嗰啲法利賽人就話世人都隨著他去了。
And so here are some representatives of the whole world going after Jesus.
呢度就有幾個希臘人就係代表住世人，全世界嘅人去跟隨耶穌。
We don't know exactly what Andrew and Philip said to the Lord Jesus.
我哋唔知道安德烈同埋腓力係怎樣告訴耶穌。
But it was something like, Sir, there are some Greeks outside that want to meet you.
我可能想像得到佢哋話係拉比啊，出邊有幾個希臘人喺度，我哋點辦好呢
？What should we do？
我哋點辦好呢
？Those are pagans. What should we do？
佢哋係異教徒嚟嘅喎，我哋點樣辦好呢
？That's the question.
呢個就係一個問題。
And now let's look at the response of the Lord Jesus.
現在我哋就睇下主耶穌嘅回應。
And the first problem that we really face in this text is how is that an answer？
我哋第一個問題就係個答案怎能夠係一個回應呢
？At first, it doesn't make any sense.
開頭係完全係唔合常理嘅。
So here's the Lord Jesus' response.
呢個就係耶穌回答佢哋話。
This is his answer.
呢個係佢哋嘅耶穌嘅答案。
The Greeks outside want to meet the Lord Jesus.
耶穌出邊嗰幾個嘅希臘人想見耶穌。
And the Lord says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
耶稣回答他们说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Now, we've read this many times.
我们读过这里很多次。
But try to go back in time into the mind of the disciples.
我们回想回当时那些门徒的脑里面究竟会想什么呢？
Sir,
老师，
they want to talk to you.
他们想跟你聊天。
And then he says,The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
然后耶稣回答他们说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Can you imagine Peter's face or Andrew's face?
你可以想象得到那些门徒的面孔吗？
Oh no, he's saying things we don't understand again.
啊，他又讲一些我们不明白的东西。
Thank you, Lord, for that idea, for this teaching about the Son of Man being glorified.What does that mean?
多謝老師，你告訴我們人子得榮耀的時候到了，那即是什麼意思啊？
Hey Peter, what do you think we should do about the Greeks?
彼得啊，我們應該對外面那些希臘人有什麼意思，怎樣做好呢？
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
人子得榮耀的時候到了。
Now we that have read the Gospel of John, we know that sentence.
我們讀約翰福音的時候，我們就知道這一句說話。
That sentence is often used in the Gospel of John by the Lord.
呢句说话系喺约翰福音入边常常系主所用嘅说话。
What is the hour in which the Son of Man is to be glorified?
人子得荣耀嘅时候系咩时候呢
？It's the cross.
就系十字架。
In the Gospel of John, that sentence is a reference to the cross.
喺约翰福音入边呢句句子就系指着。十字架來說的。
But even still, okay, how does that answer the question?
但係咁樣呢個回應點樣回答到門徒嘅問題呢
？Yeah. So, verse 24.
第二十四節。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a kernel of wheat, here's my seed. I brought a seed. It's a lemon seed.
第二十四節，我實實在在地告訴你們，一粒麥子不落在地裡死了。我帶著一個種子嚟，係檸檬嘅種子，檸檬核。
But let's pretend this is a kernel of wheat.
就當呢個係麥子啦。
So the Lord says, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
一粒麥子不落在地裡死了，仍舊是一粒；若是死了，就結出許多子粒來。
Well, we have a couple of things to think about here.
有幾樣嘢我哋需要思想。
Always we're still wondering, how is the Lord Jesus answering the original question about the Greeks outside?
我哋仍然要思想呢一個講法，去同出邊嗰幾個希臘人企喺嗰度點樣辦好嘅回答，點樣回答到咧？
And we have to answer that question.
我哋要回答嗰個問題。
But now we have another question.
我哋有另外一個問題。
Who is the seed?
邊個係個麥子？
This is a symbol of someone. Who?
呢一個係一個嘅符號，係代表邊個咧？
We know.
我哋知道。
Jesus is the seed.
耶稣是这个麦子
The seed with a capital S
是麦子，是大街 S 的麦子。
If the seed Okay, every farmer knows about seeds.
每一个的农夫都是知道关于种子的东西。
If you take a seed and you protect it
用一个，将一个种子摆在一个地方，那里好好收藏它。
What happens to the seed?
咁個種子會點呢？
It just stays as one seed.
佢就係留，仍然係一粒種子。
But every farmer knows.
但係嗰啲嘅農夫就知道。
That if the seed is dropped to the ground and dies, it's buried in the ground, then it will produce many seeds, right?
種子若落在地裏，就係埋喺土中就死咗。咁佢就會產生許多子粒啦。
So this is a figure of speech about the Lord Jesus.
呢個係比喻耶穌。
The single Son of God must fall to the ground and die, and he will produce many, much life comes from his death. Yes.
神嘅兒子好似呢個種子咁樣落在地裏死了，就結出許多子粒，去出現好多新嘅生命出嚟。
So in verse 24, it's obvious that he is the seed that must die.
第二十四節係好明顯，佢就係嗰一粒必死嘅種子。
But there's a problem with that.
但係仲有一個問題。
Verse 25.
第二十五節。
Anyone who loves their life will lose it or ruin it.
愛惜自己生命的就失喪生命。
While anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守到永生命到永生。
That doesn't seem like it's about the Lord Jesus.
这个没讲到是关于耶稣。
And verse 26.
第二十六节。
Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
This is about you and me being followers of Jesus.
这个是关于你和我去做跟随耶稣的人。
We must not love our own life.
我们不应该是爱我们自己的生命。
The person who loves their own life ruins their life.
爱自己生命的就是失丧生命。
Egocentric, self-centered life is terrible for the person himself.
自私自我中心是对自己是有害。
And if we hate our life in this world, we have a rich life in the future.
在这个世界上面恨恶自己生命的，在将来就有一个丰盛的生命。
This is about being a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus.
这个是关于作主耶稣的门徒，作他的跟随者。
But wait a minute, verse 23 and 24, that was about the Lord Jesus being the seed that must fall to the ground and die.
但等等，第二十三到二十四節係關於主耶穌係做嗰粒麥子落在土裏死了，結出許多籽粒嚟。
Did the Lord Jesus just change the subject suddenly?
耶穌係咪突然之間轉換咗話題呢？
This is a part of it, this is an example of the beauty of the Gospel of John.
呢個就係約翰福音入邊嘅美麗嘅其中一個地方。
Let's go back to that verse 24.
我哋翻翻去睇二十四節。
Let's look at this again.
我哋再一次睇。
It is about the Lord Jesus.
係關於主耶穌。
He is the seed that must fall to the ground and produce the evangel.
佢係嗰粒麥子要落在地裏死了，去製造嗰個好消息出嚟。
That's 100% true.
呢個係全部係啱嘅。
The Lord Jesus must be the seed that is crucified, dies. And because he dies on the cross, that creates the evangel.
耶穌基督就係嗰粒麥子，必須係死喺十字架上面。佢就係嗰粒嘅麥子產生呢個好消息。
But when we read the whole passage, just saying he is the seed doesn't work, doesn't fit.
但係睇成段經文嘅話，單單係講佢係嗰粒種子，就唔能夠解釋全部。
Here's the secret.
呢個就係嗰個要點。
You and I are also the seed.
你和我都係嗰個嘅種子。
This verse 24. Is also true about you and me.
第二十四節對你同我嚟講都係真確。
Oh, but I don't mean that we must die on the cross. No, that's finished.
我唔係話大家要喺十字架上面去死。唔係，呢個係已經係完成咗。
But it's also true. This seed idea is also true about you and me.
但係呢個關於種子嘅概念係對你同我嚟講都係真嘅。
If we treat ourselves as something precious,
若我哋將自己係當為一種好寶貴嘅嘢，
wrap it up and protect it with a high salary,
包住佢，保護佢，用譬如一啲好高嘅人工咁樣去保護住自己，
protect ourselves by having only nice friends and nice people all the time around us.
在我们身边就保留着只是一些好的人去做我们的朋友。
Make it comfortable by only eating the nice food.
让到我们的生活是很舒适，是只吃好的食物。
And only living in the nice house.
是住在一个好的屋。
We ruin our lives.
我们其实是毁坏自己生命。
And the Lord is advising us also to be the seed that is dropped in the ground and forgotten.
主耶穌是吩咐我們要好像一粒麥子落在地裡，是在土裡面被忘記。
Here's the simple summary.
這個是很簡單的撮要。
The Lord Jesus is the seed that dies and produces the evangel.
主耶穌是一粒麥子落在地裡，產生好消息。
But also,We are the seed or seeds that must die and produce the evangelization.
而我哋亦都系好似种子一样，系落在地里要死，去产生去传扬呢个好消息。
What is our life like?
我哋嘅生命系点样嘅呢？
Are we protecting ourselves against those nasty foreigners, those nasty non-Christians, those nasty people? Protecting ourselves.Isolating ourselves, or are we giving up on comfort and dying so that there is evangelization?
我哋系咪保护住自己，去唔俾自己去接触嗰啲外人、嗰啲陌生人、嗰啲污秽嘅人，而唔去将自己系摆上生命，去将呢个福音传扬呢
？I was reading a book about the history of the church in China.
我係讀緊一本書，係關於中國內地嘅教會。
And it described how some Nestorian Christians in the early centuries of the church went to the far east and preached the gospel.
係記載到入邊有啲宣教士係好喺教會早期嘅時候去到遠東嘅地方去傳福音。
Probably their parents and friends thought, "Oh, you're throwing away your life."
可能他們的父母、他們的朋友就覺得，啊，你是將你的生命是扔走了。
You're just going to die in some foreign soil and waste your life.
你只會是在一個異鄉的地方去喪掉生命。
But even though their parents and their friends said, you're wasting your life,
縱使他們的父母、他們的朋友覺得他們是毀掉自己的生命，
they crossed thousands of miles and brought the gospel to what we call China.
但他們行過了，走去幾千里外的地方那裡，去到中國的地方傳揚福音。
Some of those early missionaries to China died.
有些的早期的在內地的宣教士是真的死的。
Literally died.
是真的肉身上面是喪生。
In that ministry.
因為那個事工的緣故而去死去。
They were like the seed that falls to the ground and produces many seeds.
但是他們就是那個種子落在地裡死了，然後做出很多籽粒來。
And through the generations,
經過很多代，
believers have said, I will not just protect my life and leave it alone and love my own life. I will make sacrifices for the evangelization.
很多代的信徒都是这样，不去保护爱惜自己的生命，而是去将生命摆上去制造这个传扬的福音。
Again, Jesus Christ is the seed that died to produce the evangel.
主耶稣是个种子去产生福音。
And we are the seed that can die to produce the evangelization.
我们是那些种子可以是去死去產生福音的傳揚。
Now, I don't think that this passage is saying that everyone must die as a martyr for the gospel. I don't think it means that.
我不認為這段的經文是說每一個人都要為到福音的緣故成為殉道者。
But it means that we don't live our lives protected and isolated and insulated to be comfortable.
但是個意思是我們的生命不應該是隔離被保護，這樣好好地去過舒適的生活。
At least it means we should be ready to make our lives uncomfortable for the gospel.
至少我們是要我們的生命是要為到福音的緣故去過一些的不舒適。
Staying in Sacramento, you can still make your life uncomfortable and reach outIn different ways, in many ways.
在 Sacramento 这个地方也都是可以去踏出去到一些不安舒的地方 去外展，去接触一些的人。
And in that way, you can be like the seed that falls to the ground and dies and produces many seed.
这样就能够好像一粒种子落在地里死了，然后制造出很多籽粒来。
And if your children say, I want to be a missionary,
若你的儿女同你讲，我想做宣教士。
Remember this passage.
请记得这个的经文。
And don't be sad that they are falling to the ground and dying in some remote part of the world. Don't be sad like that.
不要因为他们可能要去到那个遥远的地方那里去，好像一粒种子去死亡。
Instead, rejoice that they will produce many seed.
不要因为这样而去伤心，反而要因为这样他们做出很多籽粒来而喜乐。
Well, let's continue a little bit more in our text.
我们继续看一个经文。
Let's see. Well, so, back to our first question.
回去我们第一个问题。
Remember, the Greeks want to talk to Jesus.
是有些希腊人想去见耶稣。
Andrew says to the Lord Jesus, Sir, there's these Greeks outside that want to meet you.
安德烈就对耶稣说，老师啊，出面有些希腊人想见你。
And this passage is the Lord's answer to that question.
而这一段的经文就是耶稣回应这个问题的答案。
So we have to ask the question, how is this passage the answer to the question,What should we do, Lord? They want to meet you.
我们的问题就是问这一段的回应怎能够成为门徒的问题的答案呢？
Somebody might say, he never answers.
有些人就说他没有答到。
I don't think so.
我不认为。
He answers.
他是确实答了。
How does he answer?
他怎样答呢？
Think with me like this.
可以係咁樣諗。
Lord Jesus is in the room, in a house, maybe we don't know. He's in a house.
主耶穌喺一個屋入邊。
Remember, the Jews want to kill him.
請記住當時嘅猶太領袖想殺佢。
But these pagan Greeks want to meet him.
而嗰啲嘅外人，嗰啲異教徒希臘人想去見耶穌。
And the Lord Jesus knows about those. Maybe let's just pretend that there's 10 people there, 10 Greeks.
假設有十個希臘人。
There's those 10 Greeks. The Lord sees those 10 Greeks.
主耶穌見到嗰十個希臘人。
And he sees beyond those 10 Greeks. He sees the hundreds of thousands or even millions of Greeks beyond those 10 Greeks.
他不只是看到那十個希臘人，而是看到他們背後，後面有成千上萬的希臘人。
And beyond those Greeks that he sees, millions of Greeks, he sees the Romans.
他不單只是看到千千萬萬的希臘人，而且是看到羅馬人。
And beyond the Romans, he sees the Franks or the French.
羅馬人後面又看到有法國人。
And the Spaniards.
是西班牙人。
And the, beyond the Atlantic Ocean, he sees the American Indians then.
是看到當時的在美洲的原住民。
And of course, beyond there, he sees across the Pacific Ocean, he sees the Chinese.
再遠一點過了太平洋就見到中國人。
He knows about the Chinese.
耶穌是知道關於華人。
And he sees the Japanese and the Javanese.
他見到爪哇人、日本人。
And the Tajiks and the Kyrgyz.
很多印度那邊的人。
He sees all of those people.
他見到所有那麼多世界上面的人。
He doesn't just see the 10 Greeks outside the door.
他不只是見到眼前在門外面的十個希臘人。
And so that's his answer.
這個就是他的回應。
I can talk to those 10 Greeks. Sure, no problem.
我可以跟那十個希臘人說話。
But I am going to die and produce the evangel.
但是我是將要去死，去產生這個好消息。
Like a seed.
好像一個種子。
And I'm asking you to die like a seed to produce the evangelization.
我亦都吩咐你們要好像種子這樣去死，去產生福音的傳揚。
So that not just these 10 Greeks will know about me.
以致到唔係淨係呢十個希臘人認識我。
I will create the evangel. You create the evangelization.
我製造呢個好消息，而你係將呢個福音傳揚。
So that we can bring life to all the Greeks.
以致到我哋將生命帶俾所有嘅希臘人。
And all the Romans.
羅馬人。
And all the American Indians.
當時美洲嘅原住民。
And all the Chinese.
華人。
And all the Indian Indians.
在印度的印度人。
That's how this passage is the answer to the question.
这一段的经文就是这样去回应那个问题。
Remember, Jesus tells us he will die to produce the evangel.
请记得耶稣是会去死，然后产生这个好消息。
But a gospel without evangelization is nothing.
但是福音没人传的话就产生不到作用。
Maybe I shouldn't say nothing, but what is the gospel if there is no evangelization?
咁如果没有人传福音，咁福音又怎样呢？
It's like medicine that never is used for healing people.
好似是一樽药是摆喺度就冇去医人。
It's wonderful that we have this great medicine.
有呢个好好嘅药。
But we need doctors and nurses to get the medicine to the sick.
但系我哋需要医生同护士去将呢个药带俾病人。
We are the doctors and the nurses that must distribute the gospel.
我哋就系嗰啲医生同护士将呢个福音去传俾人。
And we are, there is a wide diversity of among us.And we have a wide diversity in how we can do that, of course.
在我们中间有很多不同种类的人，也都有很多不同方法去做。
But let's be careful, be careful against the danger of protecting that seed ourselves and wrapping it up and, yeah, protecting it comfortably.
但我哋要小心呢個危險，個危險就係我哋想好好咁樣保護自己生命，去過安舒嘅生命。
That protected seed, it does nothing.
呢個被保護嘅種子係什麼都不能做。
You ruin your own life.
咁樣係毀掉咗、嘥咗自己生命。
But the seed that follows the Lord Jesus and dies.
但係呢個種子跟隨耶穌嘅腳中去死。
Produces many seed.
產生許多子粒來。
And we must remember that many, many people through the centuries have followed this passage and obeyed Jesus.
我哋記得好多人、好多好多人、好多代都係咁樣去跟隨耶穌。
Some of them literally died.
有部分真係肉身上面真係係為此而死。
But all of them made their lives uncomfortable.
但係佢哋所有人都將生命擺喺一個唔安舒嘅地方。
So that there could be evangelization, much fruit, many seeds.
以至到個福音能夠被傳揚，好多嘅果子，好多嘅子粒。
And just, I just want to remind you about something that the Lord said.
亦都想提醒大家係關於主所講過嘅説話。
In the Gospel of John, the Lord said, "As the Father sent me, so send I you."
在約翰福音入邊，耶穌基督亦都講過：父怎樣差遣了我，我也怎樣差遣你們。
What does that mean?
係咩意思呢？
Of course, it means in the same way that the Father sent the Lord Jesus.
係個意思係父怎樣差遣了耶穌基督。
In that same way, the Lord Jesus is sending us.
照樣耶穌基督係差遣你同我。
So when we put those two things together in the Gospel of John,
當我哋將呢兩樣嘅東西喺約翰福音入邊擺埋一齊嘅時候，
As the Father sent me to be a kernel of wheat that falls to the ground and dies,
父怎樣差遣了我係嗰粒嘅麥子落在地裏死了。
To produce the evangel, the gospel.
產生咗好消息就係福音。
So I am sending you to be a kernel of wheat that falls to the ground and dies.
我也照樣差遣你們係做呢個麥子落在地裏死了。
To produce the evangelization.
產生呢個福音嘅傳揚。
Gospel of John is such a wonderful gospel.
約翰福音是一個幾咁好嘅福音。
The Lord Jesus sometimes said things that just make us scratch our heads.
有多時主耶穌講嘅嘢讓到我哋好困惑。
But as we look closer at it and meditate about it, we can see it's all connected.
但當我哋細心去仔細睇嘅時候，會發覺所有嘢都係連係喺一齊。
The Father sent the Son.To be a kernel of wheat that dies and produces the gospel.
父差遣咗子去落在地裏死了，產生福音。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is sending us to be a kernel of wheat that dies and produces the evangelization.
主耶穌基督亦都差遣你同我去落在地裏死了，去產生福音嘅傳揚。
Now we don't all just.Go to the supermarket and start sharing the gospel with everybody that we see. Some people can do that.
我哋唔係話走去超級市場嗰度去即刻就向任何人傳福音。有啲人係咁做。
And that's wonderful.
啊，呢個係好嘅。
But we all have ways that we can be a part of this whole global process.
但係我哋每一個人都可以喺呢個全世界嘅過程入邊成為一部分。
Let's not.Protect our lives from discomfort.
我哋千萬唔好保護我哋嘅生命免受啲唔安舒嘅事情。
But let's see how it is that the Lord is asking us to make life uncomfortable and continue the evangelization and discipleship.
我哋要尋求主怎樣去讓我哋用我哋嘅生命去將福音嘅傳揚。
So I just want to say one more time.
再一次
As the Father sent me to be a kernel of wheat that falls to the ground and dies.
父怎樣差遣了我係作為一粒麥子落在地裏死了。
And produces the gospel.
以致產生福音。
So I am sending you to be a kernel of wheat that falls to the ground and dies to produce the evangelization.
我也照样差遣你们，好似一粒麦子落在地里死了，去产生福音的传扬。
Amen.
Amen.